AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Black Friday shopping is in full swing. Correspondent Julie Walker joins us live from a mall in Elizabeth, New Jersey that's actually been open since Thanksgiving morning. Julie, how busy is it at the Mills at Jersey Gardens?
Sandy, the crowds here are manageable at this hour, maybe because the mall has been open since 10 a.m. yesterday. There are some very long lines, though, to get into certain stores, and that's always the way it's going to be. Shoppers here are grabbing the bargains. I see lots of shopping bags and even some suitcases with wheels, which does seem like a good idea if you're getting a lot. But people here, some of them look really weary, really tired. Some are even taking a break and sitting on the floor surrounded by their bags. Sandy?
Julie Walker reporting live from a shopping mall in New Jersey. President-elect Donald Trump didn't take off all of Thanksgiving Day while enjoying a long holiday weekend at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Trump said he was trying to stop the makers of Carrier air conditioners from relocating its Indianapolis manufacturing operations to Mexico. Meanwhile, his transition team is stepping up its efforts to raise money for inaugural festivities. Hollywood is remembering Florence Henderson.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
The actress who played the mom on TV's Brady Bunch died suddenly in Los Angeles a day after being admitted to a hospital with heart failure. Her manager, Kayla Pressman, says she had just talked to Henderson on Wednesday.
She was fine. And friends, I called. She was out to dinner Saturday. And, I talked to her every day, and I spoke to her yesterday.
Florence Henderson was 82. Turkey's president is warning the European Union that he may open the border gates and allow hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries if it doesn't stop what he calls threats against Turkey. This is AP Radio News. The death toll from a car bombing south of Baghdad claimed by the Islamic State group has risen to 73. More on the bombing from AP correspondent Hamza Handawi in Baghdad.
The bomb targeted a gas station on a major highway south of Baghdad. The gas station has almost been completely destroyed alongside several stores. And about a dozen cars that were at the gas station at the time of the bombing had been burned.
Some 100 police officers are searching for a gunman suspected of stabbing an elderly woman to death in a retirement home for Catholic missionaries in France. Two of four inmates who escaped from a California jail Wednesday night were caught right away, but the search is on for the others who managed to cut the bars on windows.
It wasn't something that they just, thought of in a minute. It's something that probably took some previous planning.
That's Sergeant Rich Glennon with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office looking for those two escaped inmates. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.